What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Jason Swigart back here as we get to the business of golf, and it is that time of year. Rounds for Research is the big annual fundraiser for the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and their partner Turfgrass Foundations, and we are pleased once again to have joining us David Phipps. He is the Northwest Region Representative to the GCSAA. And but called Oregon City home. I think he's still out in that direction, made it home. But I don't know anybody myself that travels more than you do. You made it back from Denver for Colorado Golf Day. How are travels here this time of year, David?
Oh, good morning, Jason. Hey, it's just another day in the life, it seems like. You know, I make the mistake of booking flights in the afternoon, and you know, things stack up. And this week, they just kind of had a wind shear issue in Denver, which, you know, Denver's kind of known for some weather patterns that get kind of funky. Yeah. And so they put us on the ground. Actually, they diverted my incoming flight, went to Cheyenne and sat there for 6 hours until it came and picked me up. So I was at the airport for like 8 hours just waiting for my flight. But made it home about 1 o'clock in the morning, so it wasn't too bad.
Well, we appreciate you getting up for us. And for those that haven't discovered Rounds for Research, an online auction, golf courses all across the country will put up foursomes for bid. But this is the big fundraiser all across the country for Rounds for Research. And, you know, this is so, so important. Obviously, there are some nice corporate affiliations and corporations that make donations over the year. But the money from the local, it kind of stays. It goes back into the local chapters for the superintendents. And what do they use this money for, and how does it help that we see when we go out and play our local courses?
Absolutely. Jason, first, I just want to thank you for your support. You know, every year you've stepped up and let me get on the air and talk about this program, because this program is so important for what we do as superintendents. I think just getting the word out has been phenomenal. In Oregon, we've had so much success with this program that we're the 10th highest state in fundraising last year. We raised $12,752, all of which gets funneled to Oregon State University to help support that program, Turfgrass Research, and educating new superintendents as they come in to the business. So, I mean, it's vital. It's such an important program. And then having the golfers being able to participate in this is phenomenal. But it's fantastic. So, you know, this money, you know, like I said, goes directly to Oregon State in helping to develop those programs. And, you know, we're also working with local FFA programs as well, and connecting with these FFA students who are going to become our next generation of golf course superintendents.
And Oregon being such a mecca, I mean, so much of the grass seed and the turf grass that's grown and here in the United States comes from Oregon with its special unique climate. And that program at Oregon State is a unique one. Just how important is it, even though Oregon, relatively in the golf world, kind of a smaller state, you know, in terms of number of golf courses and in the industry itself, but supporting a lot of other research for golf courses all across the country?
Absolutely. Well, as a matter of fact, we all watched the Masters.
Yep.
And you look at that turf grass, that beautiful green grass that they have out there, that's all perennial ryegrass, and it's all bent grass that comes right out of Oregon. It's shipped directly to Augusta National, and they plant it there and overseed their Bermuda grass, and that's what they're playing on. That's all Oregon products. and the grass seed industry here has been wonderful in supporting our program as well, and we support them. Their field days are coming up in June, where they show off their new varieties and things and such like that. But, you know, there's always ongoing research, finding better varieties, things that are more drought resistant, things that are more disease resistant. So, you know, it reduces our inputs. on the turf grass. Some stuff requires less fertilization. So we're just seeing lots of neat stuff coming out of the research.
No question. Chatting here with David Phipps, the Northwest representative to the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. Rounds for Research, that is rounds, the number four, research.com. Things go live on Monday, and golf courses have really stepped up here in the state of Oregon. Pronghorn's got a couple out there. Portland Golf Club, Waverly Golf Club, Bandon Dunes, Juniper, Illihi Hills, Oswego Lake, Riverside, all putting up, and the Running Y Resort. If you haven't been down to Klamath Falls, it's fantastic. Sun River, Tethro, the Oregon Golf Club, all putting up foursomes. And so it's really an opportunity if you were wanting to go, you know, you don't know anybody at a certain country club, you always wanted to go to Bandon or something like that. Really an opportunity, and, you know, little bonus tax write-off on the money going right back into the industry.
Yeah, here's even if you're planning a vacation to another state somewhere, you know, get on the website, go to the all bids and look at a particular state that you might be going to, whether it's Idaho, Hawaii. I got a golf course out of Alaska that's going to be donating this year. There's 30 golf courses in Montana. There's courses everywhere. So if you're going someplace, maybe check this out and see what kind of golf course you'd like to play.
Question. What are you, as you're going around, fortunately here in the Northwest, we had about as mild a winter as we've had recently. I think there was just like one weekend, at least in the Portland area, where we had, you know, kind of snow and freezing, but we didn't have one of those deep freeze weeks that everybody fears. How are things for the superintendents? I imagine it should be, the last couple of weeks have been fantastic, getting courses ready. Most of the aerification and plugging and all those things, I would think, are done. But what are some of the issues that the superintendents are trying to prepare for here this summer?
You know, this weather has been phenomenal. It's funny, I just talked to Russell Vandehey. He's the golf course superintendent up at the Oregon Golf Club. He's a good friend. I asked him something. He goes, I can't do it this week. I'm airfying this week. And this was last week. I go, holy cow, Russ, you hit that one perfect. You know, these guys schedule their aerification dates, you know, year out in advance.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, after 30 years of being a superintendent out here, I think I'm finally deserved one good week to get this job done. But he got it all wrapped up, and, you know, he's doing fairways, greens, and tees, you know, just the whole entire golf course. It couldn't have been better. So I was really thrilled for Russ and for him to be able to have that opportunity to get all that sand in those holes and get everything done so it heals up fast.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
No question.
You know, again, the weather is crazy. Some of the guys up in Alaska that I talked to, they didn't have snow. I mean, in Wasilla or Anchorage, they actually saw turf grass most of the winter. I mean, they had a few events, but the snow came and melted. And I think they may have even played some golf in March, which that never happens. Usually they're opening up by May or something like that. So, you know, it's unfortunate to see that bad of a snowpack up in Alaska.
No question. How has, and I don't know how far they look ahead, what the summer looks like here. If it's going to be kind of, you know, normal, we'll have a little bit of heat here and there, but nothing sustained. Or if, the climate continues to change and alter, are they concerned about anything? I know you mentioned looking for more turf grass that can not use as much water, withstand drought a little bit more. Obviously, bigger deals in Arizona, Nevada, and California, those areas. But are they looking ahead, and what are they trying to plan for here for the rest of the year and maybe the coming years?
Well, you know, it's just a crystal ball. You never know what you're going to get with this weather every year to year. But what's neat to know is that, you know, the technology that's coming around out there now, whether it's, you know, using drones to fly over golf courses and identify dry areas, or using equipment such as a program called TurfRad, where you hook a machine to the back of a lawnmower and it actually records the data of the fairway. It tells you where your moisture levels are and all that stuff. You take that and bring it into your computer system and program your irrigation for that night to go out to target specifically areas that need the most water. So we're using water at a really precise way. So, I mean, a lot of this technology is helping us, you know, just manage turf so it's more in more of a sustainable fashion. Or more data management and things like that.
And all that stuff, of course, all that technology takes money, and the rounds for research, the more that they can raise in this environment means the yeah. less we got to pay for membership and greens fees down the road. And exactly. So everything goes live on Monday on the 21st. It's the 21st through the 27th. And there might be look for some golf courses to be added, but the list is up. You can go look at the list for Oregon as well. All 50 states and some regions. The Cayman Islands has some in there as well, a golf course, a couple of Canada provinces with courses there. So right there. So it's rounds, the number 4research.com. Always a big event if you're looking to make a little golf trip or go somewhere else, a way to check it out and enjoy a course you might not otherwise have access to. David Phipps with the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, thank you so much. I will let you get back to sleep and getting back on back on a regular body clock, and hopefully we'll get out and see you on a course soon.
And back on the road Monday, but back to Utah, so we'll see how it goes.
No problem. All right, thanks so much, David. Best of luck.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate all the help.
There you go. David Phipps with the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, Rounds for Research. Go check it out. Some of the top courses in the state of Oregon have put foursomes up. If you're looking to go with your buddies, some great places to play. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Junior League, PGA Junior League teams forming. Some of them are in season, but other leagues are forming. How do you get your kids involved? What are they going to experience? And the growth of this program from the PGA of America has been outstanding in introducing the game in a very fun and easy way for our youngsters. Patrick Orapollo, player engagement consultant for the region, going to join us next. We make the turn. It's Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.